Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. Mint strikes coins to facilitate American commerce. A less important activity is to strike coins and metals for collectors who are called numismatists. 2 weeks ago, I traveled to Washington, D.C. for the U.S. Mint's second numismatic forum. The theme was The Road Ahead. I also attended the Mint's numismatic forum in Philadelphia a year ago. There, Mint personnel reached out to solicit ideas from coin dealers, collectors, and researchers on how to do a better job serving customers. This year, unfortunately, was different. The program explained how the U.S. Mint operates and what it is planning to do over the next few years. However, attendees were rarely asked for new ideas. After last year's forum, Mint officials asked to receive follow-up ideas. I sent them a lengthy analysis outlining strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This year, the Mint's officials seem to not want follow-up feedback. Ahead of this year's forum, I asked coin dealers and collectors what they would tell the U.S. Mint if they could. The most common comment was that the U.S. Mint has priced many collector coins at such high prices that most people can't afford all of them. Close behind that was the observation that the U.S. Mint's prices were so high that they almost guarantee that aftermarket prices decline. In doing so, the U.S. Mint is effectively chasing away its collector customers. We received the Mint's Fiscal Year 2016 to 2020 Strategic Plan Overview. It lists 3 goals, 10 objectives, and 7 initiatives. Sadly, only one of these 20 points makes any reference to serving customers. Has the U.S. Mint lost its sense of direction? I do have one idea for the U.S. Mint. The private sector's primary function is to serve customers well. Late last year, the Dutch government sold its mint to a Belgian manufacturer. The Royal Canadian Mint is a separate corporation, though it is wholly owned by the Canadian government. If the U.S. Mint were privatized, do you think it would start to focus more on serving customers? Think about it. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.